That was quick, Lando greeted him from the top of the Falcon's entry ramp. I wasn't expecting them to turn you loose for at least an hour.
They didn't have much of a case,
Han said, climbing up the ramp and slapping the hatch button.
I hope Torv didn't give you the slip.
Lando shook his head. He's waiting in the lounge, he raised his eyebrows, and considers himself in our debt.
That could be useful,
Han agreed, heading down the curved corridor. Torv was seated at the lounge hollow board, three small data pads spread out in front of him.
Good to see you again, Torv,
Han said as he stepped in.
You too, Solo,
the other said gravely, getting to his feet and offering Han his hand.
I've thanked Calrissian already, but I wanted to thank you too, both for the warning and for helping me get out of there. I'm in your debt.
No problem.
Han waved the thanks away.
I take it that is your ship in Pit 63.
My employer's ship, yes,
Torv said, grimacing.
Fortunately, there's nothing contraband in it at the moment. I've already offloaded. They obviously suspect me, though.
What kind of contraband were you running?
Lando asked, coming up behind Han.
If it's not a secret, that is.
Torv cocked an eyebrow.
No secret. But you're not gonna believe it. I was running food.
You're right, Lando said. I don't believe it.
Torv nodded vaguely off to one side.
I didn't either at first. Seems there's a clan of people living off in the southern hills who don't find much about the new government to appreciate.
Rebels?
No. And that's what's strange about it,
Torv said.
They're not rebelling or making trouble or even sitting on vital resources. They're simple people, and all they want is to be left alone to continue living that way. The government's apparently decided to make an example of them, and among other things has cut off all food and medical supplies going that way until they agree to fall into step like everyone else.
That sounds like this government, Lando agreed heavily. Not much into regional autonomy of any kind.
Hence we smuggle in food,
Torv concluded.
Crazy business. Anyway, it's nice to see you two again. Nice to see you're still working together, too. So many teams have broken up over the past few years. Especially since Jabba bought the really heavy end of the hammer.
Han exchanged glances with Lando.
Well, it's actually more like we're back together, he corrected Torv. We sort of wound up on the same side during the war. Up till then.
Up till then, I wanted to kill him,
Lando explained helpfully.
No big deal, really.
Sure,
Torv said guardedly, looking back and forth between them.
Let me guess. The Falcon, right? I remember hearing rumors that you stole it.
Han looked at Lando, eyebrows raised.
Stole it?
Like I said, I was mad, Lando shrugged. It wasn't an out-and-out theft, actually, though it came pretty close. I had a little semi-legit clearinghouse for used ships at the time, and I ran short of money in a sabacc game Han and I were playing. I offered him his pick of any of my ships if he won.
He threw Han a mock glare.
He was supposed to go for one of the flashy chrome-plated yachts that had been collecting dust on the front row, not the freighter I'd been quietly upgrading on the side for myself.
You did a good job, too, Han said. Though Chewie and I wound up pulling a lot of the stuff out and redoing it ourselves.
Nice, Lando growled. Another crack like that and I may just take it back.
Chewie would probably take great exception to that,
Han said. He fixed Torv with a hard look.
Of course you knew all this already, didn't you?
Torv grinned.
No offense, Solo. I like to feel out my customers before we do business. Get an idea whether I can expect them to play straight with me. People who lie about their history usually lie about the job, too.
I trust we passed.
Like babes in the tall grass.
Torv nodded, still grinning.
So, what can Talon Card do for you?